When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an identify the phrasal verbs episode, a really good opportunity for you to learn and practice your phrasal verbs. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know how it works. I give you four sentences and I want you to replace a word, usually a verb or a phrase in that sentence, with an accurate and correct phrasal verb. I'm looking for one in particular for each sentence. So if I say we need to extinguish the fire, what's a phrasal verb to replace the word extinguish? Well, in this case, it's put out. So the sentence would be we need to put out the fire. So that's how it works. I've got four sentences for you and four phrasal verbs for you to try and find. Remember, the most important thing is that you're learning new phrasal verbs. So if you have absolutely no idea what the phrasal verb is, do not panic. It doesn't matter. It's just important that you learn, understand how we use it. Okay, so let's start. Number one. After the couple had a big argument, they decided to cancel the wedding. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace the word cancel. I'll repeat the sentence. After the couple had a big argument, they decided to cancel the wedding. So can you think of a phrasal verb which means the same as cancel? Number two. During the meeting, my colleague kept interrupting me. It was so annoying. Okay, in this sentence, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace interrupting. So I'll repeat the sentence. During the meeting, my colleague kept interrupting me. It was so annoying. Number three. Our new wardrobe arrived this morning, but we have to assemble it ourselves. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace the word assemble. Our new wardrobe arrived this morning, but we have to assemble it ourselves. And number four, before my first Japanese class, I was asked to write my details on a form. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace write my details. Before my first Japanese class, I was asked to write my details on a form. Okay, so those are the four sentences. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to write those down. So press pause, and once you have hopefully found the answers or at least thought about the answers, you can press play and I will tell you the answers. Okay, so hopefully you're ready. Let's take a look. Number one, after the couple had a big argument, they decided to cancel the wedding. So which phrasal verb replaces cancel? Well, it is call off. To call off the wedding means to cancel the wedding. So the sentence is, after the couple had a big argument, they decided to call off the wedding, to cancel. Number two, during the meeting, my colleague kept interrupting me. It was so annoying. So what phrasal verb replaces interrupting? Well, in this case, it is to cut in. So the sentence should be, during the meeting, my colleague kept cutting in. It was so annoying. To cut in is to interrupt. Number three. Our new wardrobe arrived this morning, but we have to assemble it ourselves. So a phrasal verb to replace assemble is to put together. So the sentence should be, our new wardrobe arrived this morning, but we have to put it together ourselves. And finally, number four, before my first Japanese class, I was asked to write my details on a form. So, what is the phrasal verb when you have to write details, specifically actually, on a form? Well, it is to fill in or to fill out a form. Both of these answers are correct. They mean the same thing. You can fill in or fill out a form. There is no difference in the meaning. So the sentence should be, before my first Japanese class, I was asked to fill in or fill out a form. And that's it. You don't need to say fill out on a form. Just fill out or fill in a form. And that's it. So, how did you do? It is a difficult exercise. Do not worry if you got zero or one or two. But if you managed to get one or two, then very well done. As I said at the beginning, the most important thing is that you learn and understand the phrasal verb. So that's all for today's podcast. I've got lots of these. If you enjoyed this exercise, then go back and you will be able to find other episodes like this called Identify the Phrasal Verb. A really good opportunity for you to learn and practice phrasal verbs. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, I always like hearing from you. You can find all my contact details and information about my classes on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.